North Korea on Saturday formally rejected a United Nations Security Council resolution that imposes sanctions and demands that it halt its nuclear arms work. Alistair Winklin reports from Tokyo.
North Korea's foreign ministry lashed out at this week's sanctions, calling them clear proof that the UN is doing the work of the United States. It said Washington aims to bring down the Pyongyang government by disarming it and suffocating it economically. North Korea's ally China backed the sanctions, but its foreign minister on Saturday called for calm. Yang Jiechi said sanctions are not a fundamental solution. What is needed, he said, is dialogue and consultations. Observers say it's unclear what in the short term can relieve the tension. Military exercises are taking place right now on both sides of the border between North and South Korea, and some warn the North might launch some kind of limited offensive, as it did 3 years ago when it shelled a South Korean island and allegedly sank a South Korean warship. And tensions will rise further on Monday, the day North Korea said it would rip up the armistice agreement, which 60 years ago called a halt to the Korean War. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.